Hi, friends. I am so glad that you are returning today for part two of our interview with Will Bacon. Will had a wonderful discussion last week about preventative screenings from a medical professional's point of view. So if you missed that one, I encourage you to go back and listen to it first. For anyone that knows my heart, you know that I believe in a holistic approach to health. Yes, it is very important to take care of your physical body, but it is also, I believe, just as important, maybe even more important, to take care of your emotional and spiritual health as well. Our mindset sets the trajectory of our well-being, and there's a solid chance that if you are attempting to do anything in this life without a relationship with the Lord, you probably feel like you're treading water and getting nowhere. Or you may be making gains and accomplishing tasks, crushing goals, but you still don't feel fulfilled. You're still missing something. That missing piece, friends, is your forever friend and ultimate healer. He's the breath of life, the fire by night, the promise of peace, everlasting courage, and without him, you will not be complete and whole. Today, Will speaks to us about the importance of our faith and our healing journey. He expresses the significance of having a relationship with the Lord and how that relationship gets us through the darkest and trying of times. I hope this blesses you in some way, friends. Let's get started.
Are you going through a difficult time? Are you experiencing a season of life that has tested your faith? Hey sister, I'm Rachel Williams and I'm right there with you. I've walked through divorce, single parenting, and in December of 2021, I was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. I know what it means to feel lost, scared, and defeated. But the good news is that I know that God uses all things for good for those who love him. I know that he has a plan for me of hope in the future. I want to pass that faith-based confidence on to you. So welcome to your new safe place. Enter into a community where you can be comfortable as we dig into biblical truths and discover hope for encouragement in your life. Because I believe that you are capable of powering through this season with tangible and actionable tools to rely on when you begin to feel hopeless. I'm here today to tell you, friend, that you can walk in godly freedom even when it's hard. It begins with uncovering God's promises in your life and arming yourself with God's truth so that you can conquer whatever hardships that you encounter. I'm here to guide you through the valley so that you can really live in truth and light. Let's shift our mindset from victim to victorious because we are warriors. So come fight with me, sister. Grab some coffee. Let's do this.
Shift our focus a little bit. How important do you believe is our walk with the Lord and our healing journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I want to kind of back up a little bit and go a little bit broader, and I'm going to answer the question with a question, just like Jesus did. So who is it that needs healing? Obviously, everybody needs healing. We are all suffering in some way or another, whether it be from cancer or loss or something, there's something that we are all in need of healing for. And the reason that we need this healing is because of our sin. Now, I have to be very, very careful here because I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying that because of your, Rachel, your personal sin caused you to have cancer. That is not at all what I'm saying. And I don't think that anyone who truly understands and knows scripture would say that. What I am saying is that original sin kind of created, God created us in this perfect world and gave us the free will to choose whether or not to worship him. And we chose instead our own way. And because of that original sin, everything got messed up, right? I like to think of it as I heard a pastor say one time, it would be like giving your child the keys to your car. You know, when we think we can get in control, lots of things mess up. Because of that, we live in this very broken world, this world that has cancer and COVID and natural disasters and wars and everything else. So because of that, we are all in need of a healer. And the person that brings that healing is found in Jesus. And, you know, we can look to that. We can look to the scriptures and see that he did that in a very real sense. There are many different instances of Christ physically healing somebody. We have the healing of the 10 lepers, the healing of Simon Peter's mother-in-law, the man with the withered hand, the woman that was bleeding for 12 years. You know, Christ is in the healing business, in the physical healing business. Understanding too that every time a healing takes place, it has a deeper purpose. And I guess that's the answer to the question is, how does our walk with the Lord help in our healing journey? It's that understanding that it serves a much deeper purpose. Does that help answer the question a little bit? I feel like I'm rambling somewhat, but
no, yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, I've talked before about how our struggles, you know, mine in particular, I feel like have that, the deeper purpose. Like you said, you know, I don't believe that I just have cancer because I'm meant to take all this medicine and, you know, get better and not share it. You know, I feel like
I feel like
it's serving a purpose, and, you know, I may not ever on this side of heaven know exactly what that purpose is, but I know that it does have a purpose.
Think about it this way. Did Jesus heal all those people just so that they could live another 30 years and die from something else? You know, what would that serve? Why would that be important? No, every single time that he healed somebody, it was to point to a greater glory. And I think that's what, you know, whether it's cancer or anything that is causing us hurt, is causing us physical pain or emotional pain or relational pain, you know, we have to be able to take those to God honestly and seek out what he is telling us in those trying times, because there's every single instance of that is has a meaning, has a purpose to it. And like you said, we may not know what that is this side of eternity. But, you know, we're called to not the things that we see, but the things that are unseen, for sure.
Right. And I do think he reveals things, you know, for us to see so very often, because I've talked a little bit about, you know, several of my trials throughout my life and how I have seen, you know, their purpose and seen how they have advanced his kingdom. And so, you know, he does allow us sometimes to see. And, you know, I've had several women especially message me through this podcast journey and say, you know, I was listening and there was this thing that I was really worried about. And, because of you, I decided to go to the doctor and have it checked out. And I've got these extra tests. And, you know, just thank you for being that voice for women. And so, you know, if I can help, like I've said before, if I can help anybody get to the place where they have caught something earlier than I did, you know, then that definitely will just be my mission fulfilled. But
well, and I could even go a step further than that too. You know, we live in a very small town, and it's a cliche to say that everyone knows everyone, but it kind of is that way. But I've just seen how people in our town have just been inspired by you and by your journey and just the grace with which you are handling all of this, and the fact that you are just completely giving all glory and all praise to God through such a trying time. It's just been again, there's no other word for it than just truly inspirational. So certainly that purpose is being fulfilled as well.
Well, I appreciate that. And I try really hard to be transparent, you know, and I do share with, you know, my podcast listeners and especially my blog that, you know, I do have bad days. You know, I'm not one of those that's all the time, you know, this is great, everything's going to be fine. You know, there are days when I let the fear take over. And, but you know, I've shared that it's just important not to stay there. You know, you've got to not stay in that frame of mind. But so just you personally, how is your faith? You touched on this a little bit, you know, when you were talking about your change of career, but how has your faith specifically gotten you through difficult seasons in your life?
Gosh, I mean, in every day, in every single way, I like to kind of play this game with myself sometimes where I'm like, you know, If I had never become a Christian, if I had never accepted God's free gift of salvation, what would my life look like? You know, I don't know if anyone else has kind of thought of that before. If I wasn't regularly following in obedience, you know, I probably would not be married. I would probably, if I had children, I probably would not be involved in their life as much. I would probably not have a career that I was proud of. You know, I mean, it's just so many of these things where you look at what your life, what your sinful tendencies would pull you toward if you did not have Jesus. And so in that way, I thank him every day for the blessings that he's given me. But also I thank him for those difficult times, because if I hadn't had those difficult times, if I hadn't had that job loss and all the struggles I had early on in my career and the struggles of getting through nursing school, nurse practitioner school, having twins, losing my parents, all within a very short period of time, raising a child with special needs, all of these things, you know, if me and Dory didn't have our faith, then I don't know where we would be. I mean, it's incomprehensible, honestly, to imagine going through any of those trials without, as we were talking about, a faith that serves a deeper purpose.
Right. I've thought about that before, you know, just so many in our world today, just so many troubling things happening. And, you know, I wonder that often, is how do people get through things like this without their faith?
It scares me to think.
Right.
It really does.
So to our listeners right now, you know, I've kind of based this podcast on people just going through challenging times. So men and women, I guess I need to shift my narrative there, but to our listeners walking through one of these seasons right now, what would be your advice to them in this moment?
Go back and listen to episode, what was it, 3 that you did? Your 5 steps for emotional healing. That would be my advice.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough.
Okay. No, I mean, gosh, you hit so many things on the head there. If as you're going through difficult seasons in life, and I mean, I see this in my own clinical practice too. I have people every day that come in and that are just going through some of the worst times of their life. And I'll a lot of times just pray with them. And sometimes that's all they really need, you know, is just somebody to listen and somebody to pray for them. So, you know, as you're going through those really, really hard times, gosh, I mean, all the things we talked about, just developing that deep prayer life, especially on your bad days, like you were saying, the days when you just don't feel like you can put one foot in front of the other. Go directly to the Lord with that. You don't need to take those things out on your spouse or your children or your coworkers. You need to hash that out with the Lord. You know, read the Psalms, read where David is just pleading with the Lord and saying things like, why was I even born? You know, my bones are aching. I mean, and you're reading this, you're like, gosh, he's saying this to God. That's God saying, this is the kind of conversation that I want to have with you. I want to be that close to you where you can come to me and you can just bear it all. If you need to go to a place in the middle of nowhere and just scream out loud at me, then do it. You know, that's, you know, allow God to be your release valve. So you come to him in those states, you come to him in times of profound joy. I mean, everything and all things, Bible says, pray without ceasing. So prayer, obviously very important. I'm probably not going to say a lot of stuff that's terribly new or insightful here, but Bible study, obviously knowing your word, knowing God's word, allowing it to speak into your soul every single day. I'm just amazed every time I open the word that as many times as I've read these words, they just come alive. And in each season of life, you find something new, something applicable. Getting into the word regularly, getting plugged into a local church, a local Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. And I always tell people there's only 2 questions you should ask when you go to a new church, whether or not you should go there. The first one is, do you preach the Bible here? The second one is, where can I help
Right.
We're, because we do not want to fall as Christians into this thing of, you know, I want to see what I can get out of church. That is not at all what the church was created to be. So find a place in your church where you can use your specific set of skills to serve the Lord, because I guarantee you there is a need there. And then just regular fellowship with other believers. You know, we talked about the male audience here. So I'm speaking specifically to males, because I feel like women have a much better understanding and knowledge that getting together and talking with other women is how important that is for emotional health. Men, by and large, do not. And right. So we have to work on finding those times, even if it's not, you know, getting together with a bunch of guys and spilling our guts. That's not necessarily our thing, but making an effort to just get together with another group of men to just hang out and do something together, because just being around other people and is going to lift you up emotionally. So that's what I would say is my 4 points, is to have a regular prayer life, get involved in a church, read your Bible regularly, and meet with other people.
Okay. All of that is such awesome stuff. I've always enjoyed hearing what you have to say. And, you know, in your introduction, I mentioned about how we were in Sunday school together and how I loved hearing, you know, your take on the word, and you're just so knowledgeable about all of that. That's seriously goals. But to wrap things up,
I just like to hear myself talk. That's all it is.
Well, at least you sound very intelligent when you talk. I don't always sound that way, but good job.
just sounding like it, right?
to wrap things up just a little bit, I know that I have on numerous occasions texted you and been like, Will, what do you think about this? Or what does this medical term mean? Or, hey, can I send you this report and you tell me what it means? For those of us who are worried about bothering our friends in the medical field, what do you have to say to that?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this. So, do not worry.
Okay, good.
Here to be bothered. You know, and again, Rachel, this kind of goes back to what I was saying about church. Another great part about being involved in church is that you develop a community, you know, of other believers. You have a kinship with them. And how wonderful is that? You know, the person that works on my car goes to my church. The woman who bakes all of our cakes for birthdays goes to our church. My insurance agent goes to my church. You know, all of these people that have this knowledge, you can go to them for these things that you need in your life. And people in the medical field are absolutely no different. And that, you know, am I bothered if somebody that I barely know or that I don't know stops me in the store when I'm picking out produce to have me look at a rash? Yeah, probably. but if it's somebody that I know, that I love, that has a concern, 100%. I'll stop what I'm doing. I'll look at a radiology report or look at some labs or just be able to talk anytime. So definitely bug us as much as you want to. Absolutely.
Okay, great. That makes me feel a little better. Because, you know, in the back of our mind, I'm like, oh, I really hate to send this. You know, he's probably, you know, sick of talking about this kind of stuff today. But thank you for clearing that up. But thank you again for coming to speak with us. I feel like we have learned a lot of beneficial information today. So to summarize, as always, you know, I've talked, be an advocate for yourself, know your body, right, and when something isn't right, speak your truth. If someone won't listen to you, keep looking till someone does. Your health is your right. Also, stay connected to the Lord. He is our ultimate physician and healer. You need to, you know, stay connected to the source. Don't give up on Him, because, you know, He'll never give up on you. Keep in mind that those trials, those hardships, and those struggles may be a road paved for you to be a blessing in someone else's life. To our listeners, Will, do you have any other final words or anything you want to add?
I think for once I'm speechless. I could not say it any better myself. That is extremely well said, and I'm just going to let that hang out there, because that's really good stuff.
Perfect. All right. Well, once again, thank you so much. Do you mind closing us out with prayer today?
Absolutely. Father God, I just thank you for this time that Rachel and I can connect and hopefully connect with those that are listening to this podcast. And Lord, I thank you that we live in a place and in a time where through technology, through your common grace, we are able to have things like mammograms, things that can screen for these cancers, and that we have been able to reduce the number of deaths attributed to this horrible disease. I thank you for that. I thank you for those that serve you in the medical field. And Lord, I just pray and lift up anyone right now, those that are suffering from cancer, those that are suffering in any way. We just lift them up to you right now and ask that you would be with them in their time of need, help them to understand what the greater purpose for their suffering is. And we just thank you for being our ultimate healer. And we thank you for Jesus in his name. Amen.
I am so thankful that you joined us today. My sincere appreciation to Will again for taking the time to be with us. Y'all come back next week as we dive into healing our bodies the way that God originally designed. It's going to be a good one. You don't want to miss it. So until then, keep fighting the good fight, sister.
Thank you so much, friend, for joining us today. Again, please join our Facebook community and let me know how I can pray for you. Also, if you could give our podcast a review, I would so much appreciate that. I'm tuning in every Wednesday for inspiration and encouragement as we work together to overcome challenges. Be intentional, sister, in your pursuit of Jesus, even in the valley, so that when others see you, they'll know she is a warrior.